In local news, Gold Coast University Hospital plunged into lockdown after threats of violence made against staff. Police are looking into a threat made to the Gold Coast University Hospital, which has put the hospital on lockdown. After the threats were received, a code black was declared at the hospital yesterday afternoon, with claims that they were directed towards nursing staff. The threat was deemed credible, and the Queensland Police Service was notified and is conducting an investigation, stated the Gold Coast Health in a statement.
A central Queensland town is set to be demolished in the midst of a national housing crisis. Glendon, a town 110 kilometres southwest of Mackay, is expected to have over 300 homes bulldozed due to contractual obligations of the mining company known as Glencore. As part of the company's rehabilitation plan, Glencore will cease paying for the town's operations, forcing the already dwindling number of residents out of their homes. Where not all homes are set for demolition, many locals have argued that the incoming mining giant QCoal should take over the town's finances.
According to fresh estimates, more than $500,000 was spent in the first half of 2023 to house vulnerable Queensland children in hotels and motels. Data from the Queensland government showed that 104 Queensland children in care spent a total of 1,988 nights in commercial accommodation between January and June, costing taxpayers over $600,000.
In national news, UNESCO recommends against placing the Great Barrier Reef on their list of World Heritage Sites in danger, but still reiterates that more should be done. Including in their set of draft decisions, UNESCO recognises the significant progress taken by the Australian government to protect the iconic coral reef system. This includes $1.2 billion being spent to reduce nutrients and fertilisers running within the waters. However, Australia is not out of the woods yet, as the state is required to submit a progress report of its environmental commitments in February 2024.
Sri Lanka refugee Neil Pada started his 1,000-kilometre walk in Victoria to raise awareness on refugees in Australia. The refugee, who is one of the thousands who came seeking safety over a decade ago and settled down with his family, left Ballarat this morning and is walking towards the Prime Minister's Sydney electoral office. The family has been left out in the former government's refugee process. He plans to walk 30 kilometers a day and expects to arrive in September. In national news, climate experts said July 2023 has been the hottest month ever in world history. 21 of the 30 hottest days on Earth were tracked in July. Although it's winter in the southern hemisphere, the Aussie winter is still warmer than it used to be, with a temperature of 2 to 8 degrees record in most of the country. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow from 8 a.m. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that, bringing us all up to date. Hey, look, welcome on board to newer people. Now, one thing that you'll learn about radio announcers, we'll use any excuse to talk about the weather. Yeah. You know, any, like it's our number one go-to topic. So thank you for reporting on that. And it does fit. Look, winter called me on the line. It wants its season back. Does it feel like spring to you?
I don't know what it feels like.
Yeah, that's a really good response. Who knows what's going on out there? It's extraordinary. But thank you very much for reporting on it and keeping us all up to date with what's happening. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You're about to hear some pretty effing bad language, so tune out if you don't like hearing that sort of crap.